J.D. Vance slams Wall Street Journal, Democrats for pushing open border policies. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 21, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance criticized the Wall Street Journal and Democrats for supporting open border policies that have allowed millions of illegal aliens into the United States. While speaking in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio, at the Cleveland Cliffs Middletown Works plant, Vance spoke about how the Wall Street Journal released an article in 1984 proposing a constitutional amendment for open borders. Now, they weren't joking. They weren't being tongue-in-cheek, because if you look at what they tried to do over the next 40 years, they told you back then exactly what they were trying to do, Vance said. 16 years later, when I was in high school, right here at Middletown High School, the newspaper's lead editorial writer doubled down on that same set of ideas. During Vance's speech, he continued to point out that the American worker being replaced by foreign workers was the desired outcome of a generation of American elites. Vance also spoke about how in November 2024, when he and President Donald Trump were elected, Americans made a choice to reverse 40 years of American decline. Vance went on to highlight the accomplishments of the Trump administration and how factory construction employment has exploded. For 4 years, the Democrats invited millions of illegal immigrants into this country to take over our communities and compete with us for jobs and housing, Vance added. They let in murderers, they let in gang leaders, they let in fraudsters, and they let in drug traffickers, and they did so by the tens of thousands. Vance went on to talk about how Democrats like former Senator Sherrod Brown, D.O., have pretended to be the friends of workers in the facility, while claiming they were unable to do anything to fix the border and that there needed to be a new law or Congress needed to pass a new regulation. But, as we've learned over the past 18 months, it didn't require a new law to close down that border. It just required a new U.S. president, Vance added. The Trump administration informed American corporations that if they wanted to hire new workers, they needed to start by training and hiring American workers, and also rewarded corporations that wanted to hire American workers, Vance explained. Corporations that wanted to hire foreign labor were also informed that by doing so, they would pay a big fat tariff.